Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Dibby dibby do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Okay, you guys, how about some Katy Perry tickets? What do you say?
Yay.
Yay. We have your tickets for Katy Perry on her The Lifetimes tour. Katy Perry, the Lifetimes tour. July 18th is our date at the Chase Center. I haven't been to the Chase Center yet. I really want to go.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and it's really cool. That whole area is really cool and there's lots of parking nearby. So, and it was fun to walk. This was for the Olivia Rodrigo show, but it was fun. Everybody making their way to the show and, you know.
It's kind of happening down that area too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good place.
It's the nicest stadium I've ever been in.
Oh.
Yeah, it's goodness. Super nice.
Ooh. Well,
fancy.
Did you see a game there?
Or? Yeah, I saw the Warriors Lakers, I don't know, last year.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, Katy Perry's going to be there.
That'll be even
Center.
More fun.
Yeah. Courtesy of Live Nation, we have these tickets for her, the Lifetimes tour. The Lifetimes. And right now it's your chance to win tickets to see her. Just text the word good. You really got to proofread these. You text the word good to our contest line, 20357. That's good to our contest line, 20357. To check out Katy Perry this summer. This hour's code word is good. Oh, good for you, Katy Perry.
Hope you win.
Yeah, I hope you win. And we have these all day long. We got another pair at 1205. And Jane's got three pairs to give away in her show. She's like chock-a-block full of code words. 405, 505, and 605. Good is this hour's
You know you weren't going to miss the Jane show anyway, but this is one more reason.
Bonus.
To stay locked in.
Yep. Keep it here all day. And listen on the Odyssey app. And that's like underlying everything. The underpinnings there are, we're, you know, going to give you $5,000 to listen. Give us an hour a day. You have an entry for the daily $5,000 prize.
Boom.
Boom is right. We got it going on over here. Okay. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yep.
Seems to be on shaky ground. I don't know this guy. You know, I don't know. Old Town Road, I'm gonna. Just, it doesn't sound great, but.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road, I'm gonna.
That's singing?
I can't no more.
I don't, you know, I don't
it
know.
Sounds more like croaking.
Right.
Doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like a guy lying in a gutter going. Anyway, his son, his adopted son, Trace, who I don't know all the ages. It turns out there's like five or six kids in that family, like more than I had originally thought. Billy Ray Cyrus's son is claiming now, this is his adopted son, Trace Cyrus. He wrote on Instagram last week, kind of an open letter saying, Dad, we care about you. We feel like you're spiraling. Please, you've cut us all off. Me and the girls are very concerned. On and on about it. Just a very, like, kind of a heartfelt note of concern that was an open letter that was on Instagram. Well, Billy Ray is now threatening to take that kid to court.
Well, that's a response to a heartfelt, Dad, you used to be my hero.
I know. It was like so heart-wrenching what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
He was even like, you're still my hero. You could still, like, I keep waiting for you to come back. But more drama this weekend for Billy Ray Cyrus. He's now threatening to take his own son to court. The quick recap is his son, Trace, spoke out last week after Billy's rough performance at that Trump rally. This was an inauguration event, actually, in D.C. Trace posted the open letter saying his dad's not healthy, suggested it might be a substance thing. Cut to this weekend, Trace posted again and said that Billy told a family member that he's planning to sue him. He hasn't sued. He's threatening. He doesn't. I don't think you can sue someone for going, Dad, I love you. Please come back. Like, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue your ass. I'm going to
Well,
I can't no more.
I don't know anything about this dude. I take that back. I know that his kids are pretty talented. And I know that the mom married one of the daughter's boyfriends.
Hmm. We do know a few
things
about
right?
That,
I know yeah. a couple of things, yep. but I'll tell you that one of the problems when someone is caught in addiction is it's everyone else. It's not you.
Oh yeah.
It's everyone else. It's everyone else's fault. It's everyone else that like, so this whole, I will sue that kid. It sounds like a classic reaction from an alcoholic or a drug addict, which is just pointing fingers all directions, but looking in the mirror and doing an inventory of self, which is, wow, that event went terribly. So I could see why someone who loves me might think something's wrong.
Yeah.
But I might maybe want to just tell them that, you know, I smoked too many cigarettes that day, or what, here's the reason why I sounded like that. Except there is
no reason.
Well, there's a reason. Well, it's not right. one he
not one you care to admit.
He's willing to admit to himself right. or anyone else, though. That's sad. It's very sad.
So the new message that Trace Cyrus has put up now, 700,000 followers. You know, famous just for being a Cyrus. Dad. He writes, my message was beyond loving. I could have been extremely honest about a lot more, but I don't want to put your business out there like that. But for you to threaten me with legal action for wanting you to get help is a disgrace. Pappy is looking down at you with such disappointment, I can assure you. Oh, you got to pull the dead grandpa into it?
Well,
I will always love you, but I no longer respect you as a man. You should be ashamed of yourself. Everyone close to you is terrified to tell you how they really feel. I'm not. Get help. At Billy Ray Cyrus, tags him in there.
That's rad.
Is it?
Well, yeah, that's a kid saying, I'm not scared and you know damn well what the problem is. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Is he in a band called Metro Station?
It looks like a band. He's a kid in a band. He's
yeah, they call him the singer. Oh my God, he really has some terrible. Are these tattoos? They're terrible, horrible. So it looks like.
Yeah, Metro Station is his band, or it was.
Billy Ray had a kid named Christopher Cyrus with an ex-wife named Kristen Lucky. He adopted Trace and his older sister, Brandy, when he married Tish Cyrus in 1992. They went on to have Miley, Brayson, and Noah. So six kids, including the two that he adopted. Brazen, for his part, says, I don't have any bad feelings toward anyone in my family. And I'm working on Billy Ray on a new album. And he's showing up to work on that. And we're doing that together. So, enabler, I don't know. Just doesn't want to come down on either side of it. Wants to continue to have a relationship with his dad. That's possible.
It's hard to deal with all of this stuff. It really is. It just is.
On his Instagram stories, he wrote, I spent this past year getting to know my dad better than I ever have. I've heard stories, jokes, and songs I don't think anyone else has. It's an opportunity to tell my dad's story through music. I'm fortunate to be able to take it. Music, stories, and family are the most important things to my dad. So to bring the two together is a full circle endeavor. He says, there's no problem. Miley wants no part of any of this. Miley has said, I am not participating. You guys can do whatever you want. I'm not participating. Maybe she'll be there if there's an intervention or something. Anyway, it's ongoing. She says, quote, I don't want to get involved in my family drama.
The worst part is that if someone is still somehow able to record then everyone around them is like, let's just get that captured before we deal with the problem, except that's the case with the tour as well. And then if they survive the, you know, it just becomes that, it does become enabling.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not calling him on any of this stuff. And I need him to make this album because we're doing it together. This is what I'm doing. I'm looking at pictures of him from, these are from a while ago. He just looks so, just clean.
Oh, really?
He looks healthy. His face is well-rounded. I get it. He's younger. He's still married to Tish in this one, but
well, there's really, a lot really of that enablement happening in the music business. It's not that surprising. I got to hear a real story about a real hero of mine that I was just heartbroken by, and it's because this person's drug addiction had gotten so bad that they'd lost teeth and they could not sing anymore because of the sounds coming out of their mouth were the person was having to rewrite lyrics to try and somehow sing. And they ended up saying, go home.
Is this Perry Farrell?
Nope.
Who is it?
It's from I don't really want to say, but it is for the guy from Alice in Chains.
Oh, well, yeah, that guy. I mean,
and he's a guy who'd had pushed so many people away that when he passed, it was weeks before anyone found him.
Yeah, that is a...
His addiction was terrible, too, because one of the things many people talked about as these records were coming out is all he sings about is heroin.
Yeah, yep. One of the big ones for him, big topics. But I honestly feel like he was just one of the greatest singers. I just loved Layne Staley.
I thought he
was just so freaking talented. Is he part of the 27? Is he one of the 27-year-olds?
I don't know.
Everybody dies at age 27?
I don't know.
Kind of thing?
But he's definitely...
So sad.
It had him by the throat and he couldn't quit. And I don't think he even...
Really
I think
tried.
He stopped trying.
Mm. Nah, he was 34 when he died.
Oh. You know, they did a one of those MTV Unplugs, and he was a mess, but he still sounded amazing.
And there it is. That's what I just said. There's people who are like, what are we going to do? The show must go on is what we're going to do.
Right. We all work for this business, and this guy is the linchpin in it. You know, he needs to be here. Wheel him up onto the stage. Get him everything else he needs. Get him on the stage. We all get paid. Well, that's horrible. All right. The Grammys are this weekend. 2025 Grammys. 2025. That's what year it is. 2025. The Grammys are Sunday. And so I'm seeing some of the performers rolling in here. Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Charlie XCX. Looks like, you know, they say they're set to perform. Then it says Sabrina Carpenter and Shakira will also take the stage. I wonder if they'll just be presenting. Other schedule. No. It looks like they are also scheduled to perform. Benson Boone, Teddy Swims, and more performers will be revealed in the coming days. So as I see these, I will get them up for you. They're on CBS. They stream live on Paramount Plus beginning at 5 p.m. our time. And this year's show is doubling as a fundraiser. The other thing that's happening this week is the Fire Aid show. And I don't have an update on that other than, you know, it's happening at the Kia Forum and like the Intuit Dome or something. That's getting pretty packed. That's this Thursday.
Oh, so then they're hard at work on that as we speak.
Oh my God. Yeah. They're putting that together.
Oh my goodness.
So that is something where you can buy, I think it's like $100 for a ticket. I'm not sure if you have to buy for one venue or the other. But it is going to be streamed everywhere. And so even after the fact, you'll be able to go there and watch it. And it's all the money is going to aid the victims of the fires down there. And I don't know if it's going to be one of those telethons. It sounded like it at first, like maybe they were going to have phone lines set up all day. So I'll bet you there'll be places to call, especially if you're watching it online. You'll be able to see numbers and make a contribution. Maybe there'll be something in particular that, you know, pushes you over the edge. I think that's, you know, it's all for a good cause. And that's on. So that's Thursday. That's the Fire Aid concert. I'll I'm sure we'll see a bunch of stuff about that this week. And then as more people get added to the Grammys, which are this Sunday, I'll let you know about that. I thought this was interesting. You tell me.
All
Sinead,
right.
Sinead O'Connor died a while back, July of 2023. So almost a year and a half ago. The terms of her will have been revealed. I don't know if somebody just leaked it now, many months after the fact, but she bequeathed her music to her children. No surprise there.
Good.
And suggested that they, quote, milk it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Just milk it. Get every penny out of it. She also left behind an estate worth about $1.75 million after debts and legal fees and funeral costs. Everything goes away. That's what the kids split up. She asked that she be dressed in priest clothing inside her coffin with a Hebrew Bible and her album Theology at her side. She wasn't buried. She's being cremated. She's been cremated. I mean, they're saying, they're talking like this is just happening now, but has she been on ice all this time? Like, what are they talking about? You are burned in a wooden box. They don't just throw your body in there and they put you in a box. So maybe they burn her with this stuff. I don't know. She says, and you kids can do whatever you want with my ashes. I don't even care about it.
Wow.
All adult kids. A fourth child committed suicide in 2022. Remember that? I know.
No.
She has three kids.
So what I found is that she was buried and she had a Muslim burial, which.
What are they going to dig her up and cremate her now?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, she said, kids, go for it. Sell the music everywhere and do whatever it takes. Milk it for whatever it's worth.
I only know the couple songs of hers.
Yeah.
I don't.
Two songs. That's all I know. Mandinka, Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how much money she's getting for Nothing Compares to You. That was a Prince song.
Yep.
Like, I would think he'd get all the money.
He's
for
getting
that.
The writing credit for right. Sure.
She gets performance royalties, I suppose.
But for, you know, the kids who performed nothing and did nothing
right.
In terms of her music library, whatever they can get, good for them.
Right. They each get a few $100,000 and they get whatever residual royalties there are for the rest of their lives. I suppose they could sell the rights to Mandinka.
And, I don't know. Yeah.
You know, just relax on that sweet, sweet Mandinka money.
Maybe they can do a, what do they call those? Hologram tours? Maybe they can do that.
Oh, I guess. Well, they could. Sure. There's all kinds of AI help for that kind of thing now.
AI.
Yay, AI is what they should call it. Okay, what's coming up with the news, Ben?
Be careful scolding your kids. They might just call the cops on you after these.
Oh, boy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about today, it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Hello, everyone. This Alice report is going to cost $707, $100.
You take PayPal or what do you take?
And it's brought to you by 5K a day. Yes, I do take PayPal.
Great.
PayPal, not Venmo.
Right.
Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day.
Oh, that's pretty good.
All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000.
Woo!
Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day, and someone owes me $100.
Luma.
Right. Weather today. We did have a little rain over the weekend. Mostly clear today, though. Beautiful in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from the Odyssey Building Studio 9.
Very
mostly
nice.
Clear. Upper 50s today, and there is rain in the forecast later in the week, but still, rain is coming. Okay. Bacon.
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody perks
I made bacon
up.
This weekend.
Is that different than other weekends?
Yeah, I don't usually make it, but
you don't?
I had guests in town, so I cooked up a pound of bacon and made some pancakes.
Oh.
Delicious.
You did it?
Yeah.
You cooked the bacon
I am awesome at breakfast. That is all I have. Breakfast and sandwiches. I can make a good sandwich too. It's an art to that.
Processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, sausage, and ham increase the risk of cognitive decline and dementia by 13%.
How often do I have to be eating those for that to be a problem?
A team of researchers from Harvard.
Oh, Harvard. Park the car. Harvard Yard.
Harvard. Just released a new report with data going back almost 50 years. The bad news is that processed meats like bacon, hot dog, sausage, pepperoni, and ham increase the risk of cognitive decline and dementia by 13%.
It's only 13%.
Experts say
it's worth it.
This increased risk could be reversed by replacing bacon with salmon or any other fish.
Oh.
I know, it's just not the same,
I don't put bacon on my bagels. I put salmon on my bagels. So then I guess that's good.
I've never had...
You've told me this. Lox and bagels.
I will do it next time it's available for me because I've started to eat more salmon and I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I usually wanted to... Actually, I probably still do it.
I feel like you might get put off of it, though.
Salmon and a big thing of rice in one bite. I'm not formulating a bite like Sarah might.
No, you're crafting a bite right there.
I'm just trying to...
That's a bite crafting.
I'm just trying to tone down the fish flavor.
My God.
You know.
You're eating fish.
I know, but I just want a little less
flavor.
Fish flavor I guess I am crafting bites. You're right.
Ugh.
I just want less fish flavor.
I see.
And salmons of the world, if you could... Taste a little.
If you guys could take less, taste a little
like
less fishy.
Just take it down a couple notches.
They're listening. They know.
Thanks.
Yeah. Those fatty fish oils.
Anyway, your bacon.
How do they say though? Like if you're eating it every day, it's a problem. Or, you know, I don't eat it that often, but I don't want to deny myself my occasional treating of myself to a round of bacon.
Treat yourself. A round of
bacon.
Let's see. They don't say the exact amount that is causing or increasing your risk of cognitive decline. But according to a study from 10 years ago, people who eat red and processed meat every day are 40% more likely to get bowel cancer.
Oh, my God.
Compared to those who eat it once a week or less.
Yeah. Do you eat a lot of red meat, like burgers and stuff?
Oh, no, I do. I'm not saying I don't eat burgers, but I don't eat a lot of red meat. No. Nope. And I will have the occasional steak and I will have the occasional burger, but my diet entirely is about what the family's doing. I just find myself in that place, which is when I was alone, I had certain things I ate and I was very healthy. And now that we're places. We go things. We do things. We're here. What are we eating? We're eating that. All right, I'm eating that then.
Yeah. We're going out. We're going to incorporate some kind of meal into it.
Becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Interest in women's sports is surging, which is great news.
That is great news.
52% of adults under 25 now say they're interested in watching or attending a women's sporting event. Basketball is the most popular right now. And the Golden State Valkyries start this season. I wrote it down somewhere. In May.
I see.
Can we reach out to them? The Golden State Valkyries will be playing at the Chase Center.
That's incredible. This is great. So their season is different than, like, when do the basketball playoffs happen? Like, basketball gets played. Isn't it going on right now? Am I crazy?
Yeah, it's going on now, but it's a very long, not the playoffs, but it's a very long season. Yeah. In fact, I don't even take my eyes off of football.
So the women kind of come in as the guys are going out.
This is the truth. I've never had, this is the first season the Valkyries are playing. So I don't know how that works with the NBA at all. And I haven't really watched it.
If they're playing at the Chase Center, that would be like a scheduling nightmare.
But there are some
games.
There have always been very famous women athletes, but there are a lot now. Caitlin Clark is gigantic, and she's only brand new in the WNBA.
Well, and that's what they need. You need stars to attract people to the... You could hear that it's happening, but unless there's like someone who's a standout and really gets in your face. Like she was... she was everywhere for a few minutes. And I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. Like, raise the profile up.
Basketball is the most popular sport right now, followed by golf and UFC for women.
Oh, yeah. John watches a lot of women's golf.
A third of men say they follow the WNBA at least somewhat closely, up from 12% 5 years ago. And it's cool. I have daughters. I actually want them to watch women's sports because I have always watched the NBA, mm-hmm. but I've never really watched the WNBA. So if they're going to be interested, I'll watch it with them.
Right. That'll be cool.
I want them to see
root together. And
their mom loves to play.
Yeah.
So that won't be a hard ask.
She played basketball all through school, right?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, women's sports on the rise. The Golden State Valkyries start in May.
Excellent. Whoa.
Doctors recommended not sitting on the toilet for longer than 10 minutes. Prolonged time has been connected to weakened pelvic muscles and an increased risk of hemorrhoids.
Oh, that sounds serious.
Yeah. You want to be careful how much time.
Plus, your legs will fall asleep.
They do. Yeah. That's true. That's a true story.
Sometimes it takes longer than that to do my Sudoku that I'm working on. So,
well, there's the problem is the amount of time.
It's so cozy.
People find themselves with stuff to do. Usually it's the phone. You have a paper and pencil game in your crapper.
Yes, I do. I never bring the phone in there. I wouldn't want to be tempted to be touching my phone during that.
But you keep picking up that paper.
Yeah, well, it's my bathroom.
It's just your...
I'm not biting people in there to also enjoy it.
It's just your particles.
My particles only.
Okay.
You never take your phone in.
I don't take my phone in there.
That's weird. Yeah,
anyway, doctors are saying 10 minutes too long. So be sure. Don't stay on there too long.
10, 15. You're all right. Don't worry about it too much.
A 10-year-old boy reprimanded by his father for not completing his homework took revenge on his parent by calling the police and telling them that his father was hiding forbidden drugs.
Oh, that's wonderful. Was it true?
This was in China, too, so I don't know what the penalty is going to be for that guy.
Whoa.
The bizarre incident took place earlier this month in China after being severely scolded by his father for not completing his homework on time, a 10-year-old boy stormed out of the house and went straight to a nearby store and asked if he could use the phone.
Oh.
The fifth grader dialed 110. That's China's emergency number.
I see.
And asked to speak to the police. He claimed that he had proof his father was concealing poppy shells, considered an illegal drug, and he has them in the house at home.
Poppy shells,
that's what it says. Okay. I have no idea. I know that we've heard poppy is what they make opium and heroin out of, but I've no experience poppy whatsoever.
Shells. All right.
Anyway, he waited calmly for the police to arrive and then led them home so they could conduct a search and confirm his story. Where dad went, so me trying to help you get your homework done
has led to me being executed by the Chinese government. Well, this seems about right.
During their search, the police found 8 dried poppy shells. Is that seeds, maybe?
I have no idea what they're trying to say.
On the balcony of the boy's home, and the boy's father admitted to buying them, but added that he only planned to use them for medicinal purposes. He expressed regret about breaking the law while he stink-eyed his young son.
Yeah.
They classify poppy shells as a dangerous drug.
So what happened, though? What did they take the father away?
They say the police took the evidence and the suspect to a nearby station.
Oh, boy.
So this young person didn't realize what they were doing. Or maybe they did. Maybe they just hate that guy.
Yeah. Sometimes people do hate that guy, but it's not something to be joked around with. And don't do it at school, kids. Like, don't say stuff.
It's not as funny as you think.
It's not funny at all. And it can really screw up your parents' life. And you think they're screwing up your life? Think how screwed up your life is going to be when you have a parent in jail that you put there by making up some story.
This story, the next story comes to mind. Like, I immediately thought of Maddie because he mentioned Skyline Chili is something really famous and popular in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
It's Skyline Chili. And apparently it's, I think you said it's got cinnamon in it.
It's got like a cinnamon. Yeah, there's some cinnamon in it. It's just awful.
Oh.
Ohio-based ice cream brand Graters just released their newest flavor, and it is Cincinnati chili flavored ice cream.
So it's like meat and cinnamon?
Skyline Chili's an institution in and around Cincinnati. Their chili on spaghetti is famous in Ohio. Chili
on spaghetti.
I mean,
spaghetti.
I guess it would taste fine,
right? It is
right?
Kind of like spaghetti sauce, I suppose, just with beans and, I mean, it's everything you want in a spaghetti sauce.
Yeah,
it's less
not,
beans.
It's not real chunky, that chili.
Oh.
Oh, it's very...
soupy?
Like
not soupy, but
saucy.
Yeah, saucy. It's more saucy.
Okay. Mm.
Saucy.
Well, it's very saucy sauce.
Graters has now launched Skyline Spice Ice Cream. So.
People are doing like the sweet and savory mashups these days. That seems to be the thing, you know? Caramel, just sugar and salt basically together. Yum.
I don't know, Graters. Like, do you have chocolate? Do you have chocolate chip?
Yeah, but your more adventurous wife is going to go for the Skyline Chili flavor. Yeah.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Oh. Hey, Maddie, this is longtime listener Gino. If you don't remember me, ask Vinny about me. Gino's one of the best listeners of all time. He has supported us out at many events for a long time. And let me tell you something. While we have had a lot of events and they've all been widely attended, every event person who's ever had an event, hosted an event, hopes people will come.
Yes.
And it's, oh.
Gino shows up time after time.
I never like take that for granted. Mm-mm. That people will come out.
I'm always a little bit nervous. Like, oh, we're throwing an event, but we, you know, there's no RSVP. We just hope you're coming.
Gino's offering to mount your TV, but I believe you already had that done.
I had it done, but Gino, we have concrete walls, so I always need stuff mounted, and it needs to be done with a certain drill and stuff, so I'll keep you in mind.
All right.
Thanks, Gino.
510 says, isn't Caitlin Sarah's niece?
Oh, because Clark? No, it's not her niece.
Oh, it's a different Clark family.
Maybe we're related. Who knows?
WNBA plays in the summer, says 916. Okay.
Well, that would make sense. If
we have a team. Yeah, it starts in May. We have a team here now, so we will know a lot more, and hopefully we'll have some of those ladies come through here. That'd be nice, man.
That'd be fun.
All right.
Give away some tickets, maybe.
Yeah.
Promote the Valkyries.
Woo, 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 woo. Valkyries. That's great.
We did the same thing, Sarah. Bacon and pancakes. I actually did that this weekend, too.
Did you really? Oh, my God.
Well, we had a sleepover.
Yeah.
Actually, Isla was going to go sleep over with some friends, and then Edie goes, I want a sleepover. And then so she had a friend over. And so one left and one came. And then the one that was still there had a friend over. And
Did they all make it through the night?
Oh, my God. No. Isla barely slept. Edie barely slept. The kids. But I did make them bacon and pancakes.
But middle of the night, you didn't have to drive anybody home?
No,
or anything.
No. They were fine. Yeah.
Great.
But, the overnight thing. Mm. I said to my mom, did I used to sleep over at people's house? Yes, but we stopped that after you and Jason Raymond snuck out of the house when you were at his dad's in Newport Beach. And I was like, I don't have any memory of that. What's like none? How's that possible?
She's definitely right, though.
What do you mean she's right?
She's right. That happened.
Oh.
You just blocked it.
I have no.
Yeah. Well, you had a lot of adventures, you know. I guess it just didn't matter to you that
but
much.
But me and Jason Raymond were only friends up to sixth grade. You know how you have those, like this person was.
You're at school with
elementary
them,
school.
In your homeroom,
so
whatever.
It was elementary school when I was told you're no longer allowed for overnights.
Yeah. And soon after that, you were like, I only want overnights with girls. I don't want to be hanging out with boys.
Well, you're right about that.
Mm.
You know me too well.
I do know you pretty well. You ready to play a game?
Game me.
Well, let's do it. Oh.
All right.
Can't wait to hear what kind of game we're going to play.
I just did it on the fly. We're going to do a bacon quiz today.
Oh, well, hold on. I thought you had some other one. What's the other one that you just ditched?
Hold on. Listen to this real quick.
All right.
Bay Area Salmon listening here. I taste better than most, says 510.
Oh.
Okay, good to know. My message was received.
Received. The fish community.
The bacon quiz.
Yeah, the other quiz was about suits. So this one's a little more fun, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll save the other one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you never know when you need that.
All right. We'll start with Vinny since he's been losing so much lately.
Okay.
What is the primary difference between Canadian bacon and regular bacon? Canadian bacon is smoked while regular bacon is not. Canadian bacon comes from the loin while regular bacon comes from the belly. Or Canadian bacon is sweeter than regular bacon.
B, Bob. B.
Isn't one of them more like just ham? I'll go, well, I need them again. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I really wish I could have just described what the difference is.
A, Canadian bacon is smoked while regular bacon is not. Canadian bacon comes from the loin while regular bacon comes from the belly. Or Canadian bacon is sweeter than regular bacon.
I'll go with B as well.
You both are correct.
All right.
Copycat.
Well, I don't know.
All right. Sarah, which ancient civilization is credited with first curing pork belly to make an early form of bacon? Was it the Egyptians, the Romans, or the Chinese?
I'm going to go Chinese on that one. Those guys have some pretty good food. I don't know anybody who's... Well, I'm sure the Egyptian people are like, oh yeah, Egyptian food, it's the way, but Chinese food pretty much took over the world.
I'm going to go Romans, Bob.
I'm sorry, Vinny. Sarah's correct.
All right.
All right, what is the term for bacon that is cured with a mixture of salt, sugar, and sometimes spices, but not smoked? Is it pancetta, prosciutto, or copa?
Is it my turn? I think it's Vinny's turn. I thought you said Vinny had to go first.
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Go ahead.
It's you.
What's the question again?
Okay. What is the term for bacon that is cured with a mixture of salt, sugar, and sometimes spices, but it's not smoked? Is it pancetta, prosciutto, or copa?
Prosciutto, Bob.
I say pancetta.
Pancetta is correct. All right, which U.S.
Hi, Vinny. Hi.
I'm so pissed off at you right now.
3-1 right now.
Yeah, and you had to copy me on the first one, too. Okay.
All right, which U.S. state is famously known for its bacon festival held annually? Is it Wisconsin, Texas, or Iowa?
I'm going to go Iowa.
I'll go Iowa too, Bob.
You both are correct.
It is Iowa.
Thank God. All right, and then finally, what is the name of a popular candy that combines bacon and chocolate? Is it chocolate bacon bark, piggy cocoa crunch, or bacon truffles?
I'll go the first one. I don't even think it's my turn to go first.
I go the first one too, Bob.
Yeah, you both are correct. It is chocolate
my score
bark.
Of 5-3. I took you down again! That's right. Saracuda. Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today to the Odyssey app so you can win $5,000. Plus, don't forget, lots of Katy Perry tickets. A pair at 12:05. Again with Jane today at 405, 505, and 605. We'll check you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.